I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. An Italian court's decision yesterday to hold three Google executives criminally responsible for a controversial video posted online is making waves around the globe. Iceland is taking particular note. The small island nation would like to position itself as a safe haven for freedom of expression. It's considering legislation aimed at protecting journalists, whistleblowers, and website operators from legal action. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Reykjavik.
Gunnar Jonsson got his hands on some damning information about the collapse of the country's banks in 2008. He's a reporter for Iceland's state broadcaster.
I actually received some documents regarding loans from a major bank here that has gone under and been taken over by the state, and it showed that a lot of people were given very irresponsibly high loans with no guarantees relatively shortly before the bank collapsed.
Jonsson found the information on a whistleblower website called WikiLeaks,
which wound up turning into a major news story. And they got an injunction against us, which meant that on day two we could no longer do any sort of news update on this story. Everybody else could. We were the only ones hit by the injunction, which sort of led us to just put the link on the news. We just said, go to WikiLeaks and see the whole thing for yourself.
Icelanders were already enraged at their banks for nearly bankrupting the country, so the injunction set off a political fury. It sparked what's called the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative, or IMI. IMI combines some of the world's most aggressive freedom of speech laws in one legislative proposal, laws that protect journalists, their sources, their editors, even the companies that own the servers that host websites. And organizers say IMI would prohibit the sort of gag order that shut reporter Gunnar Jonsson up. IMI spokesman Smari McCarthy says such injunctions undermine press freedom.
Not just here, but all over the world. Like, all over the world there's hundreds of journalists on the run from oppressive regimes simply because they want to tell the truth and their countries won't let them.
IMI supporters say if their proposal becomes law in Iceland, international media and publishers could set up offices or servers in the country. WikiLeaks website founder Julian Assange says they'd be legally protected from what he calls abusive lawsuits. He's currently staying in Iceland to help shepherd the Press Freedom Initiative through.
As editor of WikiLeaks, I have been involved in fighting off over 100 legal attacks on us for publishing controversial material.
Sitting in a Reykjavik restaurant, Assange says the internet has made all news global and that that's led to a global proliferation of frivolous attacks on the press, so-called libel tourism, principally in the UK.
Where people travel to London courts in order to sue others from places like the United States, even where there was no real intervention by the UK jurisdiction. So the material was not published from there, the author's not from there, and the person suing is not from there. And those actions really do have a suppressive effect on freedom of speech.
But it's not clear that an Iceland media law would provide all that much protection beyond its borders. Eiríkur Jónsson is a law professor at the University of Iceland.
We can enact any law we want on freedom of expression, but there is a convention between the European states regarding, you know, the recognition of judgment in other countries. So we don't know what will happen if somebody still tried to go court in the UK and he gets judgment there and then he comes here.
And the waters get even murkier beyond Europe's shores. Could Iceland's initiative protect, say, a dissident blogger in Iran who uploads his blogs via a server in Reykjavik? IMI spokesman Smari McCarthy says probably not.
A dissident in Iran would still have the problem of being a dissident in Iran, meaning that he could definitely publish from here and be legally protected as far as the publication goes. But he still lives in a country where that kind of activity is illegal, and he might still be imprisoned. So this probably wouldn't provide protections in that case. It's just outside Iceland's jurisdiction, we can't do much.
The proposed legislation has broad political support here in Iceland. Lawmaker Birgitta Jóndóttir says IMI could be influential, even if it's difficult to enforce.
By creating this package, it can be an inspiration. And it's encouraging how good feedback we've been getting from all over the world for others who want to try to do this as well. So if only we could set an example, that would be good enough for me.
The proposal passed its first parliamentary committee today. Supporters say it could become law by the end of the year. For The World, I'm Sherry Haddon in Reykjavik, Iceland.